The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
It's not 27 after 8, it's almost 15 to 9. But here is Harley, and of course the big issue worldwide is the Turkey and Syrian issue. Harley, the American perspective?
Well, we have to hope that this is one of President Trump's most difficult decisions, to turn your back on a stalwart ally. When the U.S. started pulling out of northern Syria, the message to Turkey was clear regarding the Kurds, who've been America's best ally on the ground in the fight against the first Iraqi forces, then ISIS in that area. The message was, there are the Kurds, have at them. The message to the Kurds was, you're on your own. We're done. We're leaving. This is an atypical message for an American commander-in-chief. You might expect it out of Obama, but not out of Trump. And he's getting an awful lot of pushback on Capitol Hill. Mitch McConnell doesn't like it. Nancy Pelosi doesn't like it, of course. She doesn't like anything he does.
No.
But a long list of very prominent and important to the president Republicans don't like it at all. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says it's not just a mistake, it's a shameless abandonment of the Kurds, and he says it'll lead to the resurgence of ISIS. If this doesn't turn out well, and there's no indication that it's going to, with the Kurds under attack already, I think the president may have made the mistake of his political career, because he's going to need a lot of the people who are extremely upset about this in the impeachment fight to come. And if they turn their back on him, and we're talking about some of the most conservative members of Congress, he could have real trouble. And they're very, very upset about the idea that American forces would turn their back on what's arguably been our closest and most staunch ally there in that region, taking an awful lot of the brunt in those insurgencies in that area and helping to capture hundreds of ISIS people and hold on to them.
It's
a real issue for him.
Well, and very, very, very well explained, Harley. The politics of it, very well explained, clear and to the point. And I think Harley makes a very valid point there. We'll have to wait to see how things develop. No doubt he is speaking. Trump is speaking to Erdogan, warning him that certain things will happen if the Kurds are attacked, but it looks like a bit of ethnic cleansing as well. This story yesterday that you gave us about the electricity being turned off to avoid the forest fires, where are we on that?
Well, it was a possibility, and now it's actually happening. Pacific Gas and Electric is turning out the electricity. About 513,000 customers already. They expect 800,000 customers in Northern California won't have electricity while the strong winds blow. In Northern California, they're called the Diablo winds. In Southern California, where there may also be some, extinguishing of the lights, it's the Santa Ana winds. These are winds that come in off the desert and accelerate through the passes and are really moving fast. They knock some power lines down and cause some of these wildfires that we've seen that have been so devastating. So they figure the way to fight it is just don't have any electricity in the wires when they fall.
Very interesting story. Very interesting story. You told that yesterday. No power, no fire. They hope, because those forest fires are mammoth. Just a quick one on the dog.
Buford, South Carolina, South Carolina man, a combat veteran who lived in a house with his little dog named Curly, is alive today because when a house fire started, it was Curly that came over to Brian Rand, began licking his face, nudged him, pushed him until he woke up.
Fantastic.
Woke up to heavy smoke.
Stop it.
Immediately grabbed Curly. They ran outside, and he's alive because
Stop
of his little dog.
Beautiful. Stop it. Beautiful. Beautiful, Harley. Thank you, my friend. Talk to you. Thank you. There he is, Harley, in the United States of America.